Let's start by making yourself comfortable. Just relax and take a few deep breaths. Now I want you to think about the top of your head. Many people don't realize that tension often starts in the little muscles of the scalp. So I want you to think about those little muscles and the skin of your scalp and just allow them to let go and relax. Now, all the muscles of your face, just let them go slack. Your forehead and your eyes and eyelids. The cheeks, mouth and jaw muscles. It's a wonderful feeling when you let your face totally relax, because you can actually feel the skin settling, smoothing out. It might mean that your mouth opens slightly, but whatever's best for you, just let it happen. Unclenching your teeth and relaxing your tongue, because the more you physically relax, the more you can mentally relax. Thinking about your neck and shoulder muscles now, and into the tops of your arms, letting all tensions drain away as you think on down through your elbows, into your forearms, down through your wrists and into your hands, right the way down into the very tips of your fingers and tips of your thumbs. Just letting all those muscles let go and relax. And now think about your breathing, noticing that you're breathing even more steadily, even more slowly, as you relax more and more. So you can let any tension in the chest area simply drain away. As you think on down to your stomach muscles, letting those muscles relax too. Think down into your back now, the long muscles either side of the spine. Just let those muscles relax. And your waist. And your main thigh muscles. As you think on down through your knees, down through the shins and calves. Just allowing all those areas to relax and let go. As you think on down through your ankles, through your feet, into the very tips of your toes. All the muscles of your body beautifully relaxed and easy. And now you're so beautifully relaxed. Nobody wanting anything, nobody expecting anything, and absolutely nothing whatsoever for you to do except to relax. I want you just to let your mind and your imagination drift, feeling lazy, easy and comfortable. I want you to imagine that you're standing on the terrace of a lovely old house, a house like a stately home or country mansion. You can feel the sun on your head and shoulders. Not too hot, just comfortable. And there's a gentle breeze playing against your skin. As you look around you, you notice an elegant marble flight of steps. 10 broad steps leading down into a beautiful sunken garden. A garden where you sense peace, well-being and comfort. Make it really vivid in your mind. In a moment, I'm going to count down from 10 to 0. And as I count all the way down from 10, down to 0, I want you to imagine that each number is a step down on this beautiful staircase. A step down towards this beautiful garden. And each step you take is another step down into deeper and even deeper levels of relaxation. So that by the time you get to 0, you'll be as deeply relaxed as you can ever imagine, while still being able to hear and respond to the sound of my voice. 10. Take the first step down now, relaxing and letting go. 9. Feeling more and more relaxed. No need to hurry, plenty of time. 8. Moving down easily now. 7. Deeper and deeper. 6. Deeper still, your breathing becoming slower and steadier. 5. Really relaxing now. Just letting go. 4. Becoming calmer and calmer. 3. Calmer still now. 2. More and more relaxed. 1. All the way down now to 0. And now you find yourself in this wonderful garden. You can feel the softness of the newly cut grass beneath your feet, as the scent of masses upon masses of brightly coloured flowers seems to envelop you. And there's the gentle sound of birds singing, echoing faintly in the stillness of the air. It's almost a magical place, stretching into the distance as far as the eye can see in all directions, with beautiful shrubs, tall, elegant trees, and an ornamental fountain which seems to feed into a gently trickling stream. This fascinates you, and you wander to the edge of the stream and gently lower yourself down onto the soft grassy bank and just sit for a while, gazing into the cool, clear water, marvelling at the sense of tranquility that sweeps over you, and listening to the faint sound of the fountain splashing into the pool that feeds this gentle stream. After a little while, you lay back on the grass and gaze up at the clearest of blue skies. And as you relax more and more, your eyes begin to close and you just drift off into a deep and relaxing sleep. And as you sleep, you have a dream. You dream that your whole body is becoming lighter, lighter and lighter, so light that you feel you must surely begin to float on air at any moment. And then you feel yourself just floating and drifting, gently borne aloft and supported by the softest of warm breezes. And you can somehow see through your closed eyelids that you're floating in a sea of colour, a warm sea of colour that relaxes and comforts you as you just drift, suspended in warmth and colour that seems somehow unreal and yet at the same time has a comforting familiar feel to it. You're aware of misty reds and orange, soft muted yellow tones, gentle greens and blues that seem somehow like clouds, and the deepest, softest indigos and violets that you could ever have imagined. And it begins to dawn on you that you're floating in a rainbow, a magical rainbow, because in this rainbow, time and space doesn't exist in the same way that we usually know it. You might have floated there for just a moment, or for 100 years, maybe for a lifetime, or just perhaps for the blinking of an eye. You could have floated forwards in time, to a time that could be far beyond our future. Or maybe back in time, back before your own lifetime. It gradually begins to seem to you that you might even be able to float here for just as long as you wish, with this wonderful, relaxed feeling. Just floating and drifting through this magical sea of gentle, flowing colours, where time seems to be suddenly of so little importance. You are still pondering on these thoughts when you feel yourself beginning to float gently downwards, lower and lower, softly sinking down, down through this beautiful rainbow, becoming even more relaxed, until eventually you realise that you've stopped floating downwards, and you find yourself on the shore of a tranquil lake. a large, tranquil lake, surrounded by softly rolling hills that are shrouded in a gentle silver mist. There are trees and sweetly scented flowering shrubs, and grasses growing at the water's edge, and everything is bathed in a beautiful golden light, a golden light that seems to bathe everything in its warmth. And you find yourself marvelling at the sense of deep calmness and comfort that seems to fill your entire being as you stroll peacefully along the sandy shore of this wonderful lake, noticing with a sort of lazy curiosity that it seems to be constantly changing colour, subtle changes blending so smoothly that it's difficult for you to know exactly when limpid blue has become a deep, soft violet, or when that deep violet became a relaxing, translucent green. The changes of colour fascinate you, and you settle yourself down onto a small, smooth rock and just gaze out across the crystal clear waters. And now I want you to consider a stone being skipped across the clear, calm surface of the lake. The stone skips once, twice, three times and more. Each time the interval is shorter as it loses momentum, slowing down more and more. As it strikes the surface, the peace and tranquility is disturbed. The water flows in ripples that spread in perfect rings. But then the stone can skip no more. All momentum is dissipated, its power lost. And so it slips quietly down beneath the surface, gently floating down past the creatures that live here, drifting down gently, quietly past the water plants. And nothing is disturbed until it finally comes to rest there, still now on the bottom of the tranquil lake. And on the surface, even the ripples become quieter as they spread in ever-increasing circles, to disappear entirely as the surface becomes calm again. And you can take the opportunity to quietly reflect upon any problems, as you recognize now the ability that is yours to relax, to let go of tension, anxiety. Aware now of your ability to see things in a different way, and to accept those things that seem to be one thing and then turn out to be something else entirely. You become aware as you relax by the lake that every so often something, a fish maybe, just breaks the surface of the water, creating ripples that seem to flow gently and endlessly in all directions. Ripples that eventually lap against the edges of the rock that you're sitting on. You smile and lean forward to dabble your hand amongst them. And as you do so, you create yet more ripples. Ripples that shimmer in a kaleidoscope of different colours across the lake, interacting with the others and making new ever-changing patterns. You realise that this tranquil place is the pool of all knowledge. That while you are here, you are part of everything, and everything a part of you. And you find it easy, so very easy, to open your mind, to let go of any barriers to memory or learning. And now your mind is prepared and receptive to everything I'm going to say to you. And everything I say, if it is for your benefit, will be accepted and acted upon by the subconscious. It will have a steadily increasing effect upon the way you think, the way you feel, and the way you behave. And the influence of these suggestions, as they are for your benefit, will continue to increase over the coming days and weeks and months. Your subconscious mind has confirmed that it is helping you to relax, helping you to cope so much better with life, and giving you a confidence within yourself to deal with any situation that life has to offer. your subconscious mind has also given you a new understanding of yourself. And this understanding gives you the power to make vital changes for your benefit. So now, with every day that passes, your confidence is increasing. The confidence of knowing that you are capable of doing whatever you set your mind to, with a positive attitude and a quiet strength. And you yourself know one of the most important things in life is confidence. We all need a little confidence from time to time to help us to deal with whatever life has in store for us. In fact, some of us may even need more confidence than others. And that's because we've forgotten just how confident we can naturally be. And you yourself know that confidence was always really there in the first place. We just forgot to look in the right place for it. We were looking outside instead of inside. Because confidence is the key to success in our lives. Confidence in our ability to do those things we want to do, those things we need to do, to enable us to achieve any goal or target we set. And you know where that confidence comes from. That's right, it comes from within. There's nothing magical about it, although there are times when that's exactly how it seems to work. And we can access this almost magical feeling of confidence whenever we want, simply by using the power of our mind in a positive and meaningful way. It's just like setting out on a journey, knowing that you have prepared well. Everything is packed. Passport and tickets are in a safe place. All arrangements have been attended to. Knowing that you can and you will complete your journey easily and without effort. You have all the ability and the capability to do what you want, to make new and good things happen. You tell yourself now, I can, I will, and you feel at ease, comfortable with yourself. What has happened in the past has happened. From these events, you've learned so much. Experiences that will help you to know what is right for you. So you can relax and you can let go of all negative feelings and emotions. Turning things around now and seeing the positive in everything. For you, the glass is always half full, as you refuse to accept that you have been guilty of failure. Recognizing with clarity that what you did was to do your very best, and no one can ask more than that. Negative thoughts and emotions have no place at all in your life. They hold you back. They prevent you from being that person that you wish to be and that you really can be. With every day, you've learned more through experience, the best and most effective way of learning that can be. You are the product of all your experiences, all of those events that occurred in the past. You are better for your experiences as you continue to learn more each day about that wonderful ability that you do have to use all learnings in a positive and forward-looking way that tells you inside your own perfect inner mind, I can, I will. You look back now to those events of childhood and of growing up which have shaped you and made you the person that you are. You take pride now in yourself as you recognise with ever-increasing clarity of thought that you can be selective in those memories that you choose to keep, to place value upon. For is it not true that everything has a value? And for you, that is the value that you alone attribute to it. Those things, those experiences that have no value to you, you reject now in their entirety. You cast them away as over and done with. As you take control of your life, your emotions, things begin to happen the way you want them to happen. Your clarity of thought and your ever-increasing maturity ensure that you have all that you need. An attitude of mind that is positive and forward-looking. As you move forward with your new attitudes, new confidence in your own ability, others around you will notice you and recognize that they can draw from you. That strength comes from the knowledge that you can be relied on to act in a positive manner that overcomes difficulties, in a calm and ordered manner. And you begin to enjoy being valued. Your contribution to all situations, your opinion sought as you grow and mature into that person that you want to be. You have all that you need to be successful, and you can be more relaxed and more comfortable in all situations. Positive thinking can become a habit for you, for habits are created through repetition. The more you employ your positive attitudes of mind, the stronger that habit can grow. You practice being positive and confident, and the strangest thing happens. As you act positively and confidently, then you are seen to be positive, confident. It's as easy as that. Yours is the ability to choose how you wish to see, with greater maturity and great pride in knowing that you are no longer that person caught in the trap of negative thinking, measuring all things in the light of what might go wrong. For you, there is no failure. For you, it does not exist, as you recognize that the only measure you need is that of your own success. Each grain of success is the foundation upon which all success is built. And this success is now your way, now and in the future. As you recognize that fear is just a concern that you might lose control, and that is not true at all. For to lose control, first you must have control. And you choose not to lose the ability that you know is yours to make things happen your way. I can, I will. These words now become an integral part of you, part of that internal harmony and peace of spirit that is now yours as you choose to take it. And you will take it, will you not? Once upon a time, there were two trees growing by the bank of a river, a tall tree and a small tree. And that small young tree knew how to wave and dance in the breeze. It knew how to be very flexible. And when the wind blew, it enjoyed changing its perspective. It enjoyed just dancing and moving, moving and dancing. It would see so many things when it changed its perspective. And that big tree was so inflexible. It used to envy the small tree, but it was a little bit scared of changing its perspective. It was a little bit nervous about it. So one day it asked the small tree, "How do you do that? How do you change the way you see things? Change the way you enjoy things?" And the little tree said, "Well, you must kind of let go, and you just let it happen." And so the next time when that wind blew, the big tree really wanted to let go. And the little tree said, "You can do it. You can make those changes. No need to be afraid. Your roots go down deep in the ground, and you can have inner stability, even though you're moving with the winds of change, enjoying the dance. That inner dance of life, and you can allow that to happen all by itself." And that big tree was so happy, feeling its way into a new way of seeing things. And because it had a new way of seeing things, it also had a new way of recalling things, bringing back images when it wanted to recall the dance. And that big tree also learned, as it got more flexible in its behaviour and its perceptions, that what it thought was the horizon was really only a limitation it was placing on itself. And as it danced and swayed, swayed and danced, it could see further and further, fields beyond towns. It could even see the ocean in the distance. And it was so happy to have a new way of seeing things, so happy to know that it could recall in a new way pleasant images, pleasant memories. Now, more and more, you become aware of a transformation taking place in your personality, and you are adopting a more positive outlook on life. You believe in yourself more every day, and you are learning to act boldly, realizing that you are fully capable of making the proper decisions and having the confidence to carry them through. So each day you become more secure within yourself. With your new relaxed attitude, both towards yourself and towards others, you realize that you are gaining control. Control of your thoughts, your feelings, and your emotions. And this gives you a tremendous feeling of satisfaction, knowing that whatever happens, you can deal with the situation in a calm and a relaxed way. You know that the key to good health is a calm and relaxed attitude towards life. Now you begin to accept life as it is, and you accept people as they are. So as you continue to relax more and more with every day that passes, you feel better within yourself and about yourself. This gives you the opportunity to become more aware of the wide range of the resources which are yours, resources which are within you, which are there for your use. As you become more aware of these resources, then you become more and more confident. And with these new resources, you know that you are directing your life now, and you know that life can bring the good things to you. In this way, you are happier with each day that passes. Anticipate happiness, and happiness is yours. And of course, you feel better each day because you are happy. It's what we tell ourselves that really affects us in our daily lives. What we tell ourselves really does determine how we feel. So, if we tell ourselves that we feel anxious, worried, fed up, then that's exactly how we're going to feel. Whereas if we tell ourselves that we're going to feel calm, relaxed, and in control of ourselves and our lives, then guess what? That's how we're going to feel. And it's true, isn't it? What we think and say to ourselves affects the way we feel physically. Those unwanted negative thoughts and feelings generate unwanted emotional and physical responses in our bodies. So what we tell ourselves really does have a tremendous impact on our lives and determines not only how we feel, but ultimately what we can or can't do. So why not begin by using the power of your mind to tell yourself you can start again from this very moment, living your life each day in a full and meaningful way, enjoying each and every moment, appreciating the wonder of being alive and well, here and now, realizing that there's no need to worry about anything that has happened in the past, or maybe more importantly, what might happen in the future, because we both know it might never happen. The past and the future are only products of our thoughts, interpreted by what we tell ourselves, moment by moment. And as our lives consist of all of these moments, then life can pass us by very easily. So if we spend time using our thoughts to worry about the past or the future, then we become trapped in that cycle of negative thinking. It's so much easier to become involved in the moment, completely involved in the moment, completely involved in everything that's happening around you. And when you do, you'll find it so much easier to remain calm, comfortable, and so relaxed, at peace with yourself and everything around you. Why not tell yourself that each and every day is an opportunity to feel relaxed, confident, and so much more in control of your thoughts and feelings. And this will happen easily and naturally because you choose to feel these things by using the power of your mind. And you will begin to notice and enjoy the positive changes in your life as you enjoy every day, feeling more alive, more motivated, more confident, and noticing just how good you feel in your body, more energized, more healthy, aware of how easily you now function, both in body and mind. Starting now, more and more, you will realize that happiness and unhappiness are due to your own thoughts, the way you think about situations. You will be able to shift your thoughts, the way you think about situations. You will be able to shift your thoughts to the positive aspects and look at the positive aspects of living. Enjoy every day. You will become more and more aware that if life's situations are not the way you always want them, you will work to change them. Without frustration, without anger, without being bothered. You will work to change things that are not the way you want them, but you will do it with a calm, peaceful mind, being at ease and at peace with the universe. You will become more and more aware that everyone has problems in living, but you will also be aware that as you become more experienced, that you can face problems with a calm mind, with strength and determination to work to improve them. When you cannot change things, you will accept them calmly. You will be aware that anger and frustration do not help. You'll realize that life is too precious and too wonderful to waste it in being bothered over little things, little annoyances. Starting today, you will work to change anything that is changeable, anything that you can change with peace of mind, without being bothered, without frustration, without anger. You will be less and less worried about the future, problems of the future, dangers of the future, which will never occur anyway. Most of the things you worry about won't happen anyway. You'll let the worries go. You'll enjoy the day. You'll let yourself go. You'll enjoy yourself as worries drop out of your life. As you now tell yourself each and every day how relaxed and comfortable you feel, growing in confidence more and more, your mind feeling clearer than ever, becoming more focused, seeing any problems for what they are, putting them in perspective and dealing with them so easily, so effectively and so confidently that it comes as a pleasant surprise, and you begin to wonder why they ever caused you any problem in the first place. And then you realize that it really doesn't matter, because those things that used to bother you before, in the past, just don't seem to bother you anymore. Because you know you can just leave them behind, in the past, where they will never bother or trouble you again. Because you've learned the key to success in life, and that's confidence. Confidence in your ability to deal with whatever life has in store, day by day. Sure in the knowledge that your confidence is building, slowly but surely, with every breath you breathe and every word I speak, until you rapidly become that confident, self-assured individual that you always wanted to be, that you are now, and will continue to be, today, tomorrow, and every day, for the rest of your life.